With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Here's your host, Alex Garrett.
One of the biggest adaptation stories in 2021 is part of the Free Britney movement. Yes, tonight, Free Britney has seen a victory as Superior Court Judge Brenda Penny agreed to suspend her father, James Spears, from the conservatorship, a conservatorship that James Spears has sought, according to the Associated Press, since 2008 and been a primary controller and, they say, the biggest champion. Spears and her attorney, Matthew Rosengart, both believed that James Spears needed to give up his role as conservator. And today in court, Judge Penny said, well, the arrangement reflects a toxic environment. She went on to say that the current situation is untenable and it requires the suspension of James Spears. So, Free Britney fans, you won. This is the biggest adaptability story of 2021, considering the fight for her to adapt to freedom again. She's gone on Instagram, she's gone on Facebook, she's been on social media claiming her wanting to be free. The scariest part of this is that her whole life has been run. Her whole finances has been run. Britney Spears' fame has been capitalized on and I would say taken advantage of. She's 39, 40, she's in her late 30s, early 40s, and her life's controlled. And this is to the point it was controlled. Okay, so on the outside looking in, with this conservatorship, this control is not good. But when he started this, it's because Jamie Spears felt that she needed help and could not mentally take control of her life. Rosengart, the attorney for Spears, Britney Spears, said that James Spears crossed unfathomable lines by engaging in illegal surveillance of hers and communications with her lawyer. As reported in Controlling Britney Spears, a documentary for the New York Times and FX Network. And there were two documentaries released on the eve of the hearing. That was just one of them. But here's how much he was controlling her, according to Britney Spears in court on June 23rd. She says she was being forced to take medication and using intrauterine device for birth control, saying she was not allowed to marry her boyfriend. And she also said she wanted her own money. Jody Montgomery denied that Spears was prevented from marrying or forced to use birth control. But imagine being told that you can't have a marriage. Imagine being told you have to take medication. I mean, and this is all after she had said yes, or before she said yes, which she said earlier this month, to her fiancé, Sam Asghari, who is an actor. And so it's very, she's 39, by the way. And it was all very troubling to me that a 39-year-old could be controlled. Now, I know she shaved her head. I know that she had a messed up relationship with Kevin Federline. We all know this. We all know that we were questioning Britney Spears' mental facilities multiple times. Not just when she shaved her head. But as she's grown up, you could just see how miserable it became to be in this conservatorship. So, it's very interesting that they say it's a toxic environment. What was one of her big songs, Toxic, that nearly everybody knew, everybody sang, everybody loved? In fact, outside the courthouse, there were tons of Britney fans and Free Britney proponents saying, hey, she's got to get out of this thing. And James Spears has to get out of the way. Now, it was news when he admitted that it had to end. But this is a big step for the whole family. And maybe one day it will heal. But, you know, we all have this idea of a rose-colored family, of a perfect family, of a 1950s family. Whether it's whether it's parental, or whether it's marital, or even boyfriend-girlfriend. But what we realize is that sometimes there is drama with the trauma. And the more public trauma, the more public drama we have, the more we should be considering our own lives. To limit the dramatics in our own lives, we should actually take from what we see playing out in these gossipy worlds that become real worlds. I've said before, they highlight in the tabloids, someone's divorced, a big pop star is divorced, but do they ask why? Do they make up stories why? Do we actually know why these actual humans that are considered beyond the beyond of celebrities get divorced? Is it just for show, or is there real stuff there? Is this just for show, or is there some real stuff? Now, with the conservatorship, that's real stuff. With the conservatorship that she could not get out of, because her father controlled it, that's real stuff. That's not fake news. He may say he tried to do what was best for her, but when he saw her getting better, the question becomes, why didn't he give her that chance? Was it because of the money? Was it because of the name Britney Spears? So much capitalizing to do. And I can't imagine what they did with her money. And I pray she gets it back, if she had lost a lot of it. But this kind of situation should make us think of our own lives. Make us think, how can we lessen the drama of our own lives? And be at one with our family. Be at one with our loved ones. Be at one with our friends and neighbors. That's what it must inspire us to do. We can't change, although a couple of the girls, one of the girls that was at this hearing today outside the courthouse said that we're making history right now. Martino O'Day, who traveled from Phoenix to be at the courthouse, the fact that we could change a pop star's life who has been robbed of her 13 years is crazy. It's monumental. But know that regular lives need change too. Regular lives need adaptability too. Regular everyday people probably struggle with family, probably struggle with day-to-day things. And maybe this situation could inspire all of us to struggle less with that. To be at one, to be at peace, to know that it's not all chaotic and crazy as it might seem on the surface. But when we get rid of our trauma and work on it to get rid of the drama, then we can be better too. I can't imagine the therapy that even Britney Spears will have to go through. Heck, I can't imagine the therapy that actually some of these supporters have been going through. I mean, look, this has been a sticking point for many of her fans. Some males, many, many females. But it's been a sticking point for her fans. And so to see that the Free Britney movement won today, to see anybody gain freedom is special. This is a big day. It's a good day. And we must think of it as creating more good days in our own lives. So we can be free and at one with our family and not metaphorically tied up in a mental or whatever doldrum. Because our lives are not meant to be doldrums. Our lives are meant to be fulfilling. Our lives are meant to be expansive, growing, evolving, ever evolving. Not tied down in a conservatorship. And believe it or not, our brain cells, my brain cells sometimes, I feel like we can all be tied down to a mental conservatorship that gets us in a certain mindset and locks us in there for however many years we let it. But seeing this physical conservatorship end should help us adapt out of that mental conservatorship that maybe some of us do have on the daily or on the whatever, or just scarred from before. There are wounds, yes. But even I'm realizing we can work those wounds together. We can work those wounds without tying each other into a conservatorship of any kind. Not saying everybody's in a conservatorship, but let's be honest. Sometimes we tie ourselves into this mental conservatorship that we can't get out of. Because of the trauma and then causing the drama. So let's back out of that mental conservatorship. Can we? Let's back out of that feeling of being tied down within our own circles. And admittedly focusing on all the details or nitpicking, whatever you want to say. This inspires me to think a little clearer, to think a little less of being tied in with former traumas and working through that instead of just staying tied up through it. We can't let our trials and tribulations and traumas and the drama we feel eat us alive. We have to work through them as stew from passing strange things, working through the wounds. Work your wounds, ladies and gentlemen. For that's the only way we can stay clear-minded. And talking out with your loved ones is the best way to work those wounds. I don't believe Britney got to work through those wounds with her father. Hence, there's going to be a lot of trauma. But can we say that in our own lives, we can learn from this to work through things on the daily, every day? I think so. But today, a big adaptation story. One of freedom. One that wants her responsible for herself again. One that can empower her to be inspired again, to live. And congratulations to a movement that was trending a lot, every day, in fact. Because their hard work has paid off. And now she can have a engagement again. And maybe she's going to work through her past traumas of relationships with Ashgar. Maybe, just maybe, that's going to happen. But this is real world, and so let's remind ourselves there are real things that beleaguer even Hollywood and the music industry. So how do we get inspired to not let those let us be beleaguered by seeing those we idolize? For some, they idolize us. How do we use that to not be beleaguered in our own lives? If they say they're not going to stay down and stay mentally and physically locked in to a certain mindset, a certain situation, in what ways can we free ourselves from whatever conservativeship we're dealing with right now? How can we free ourselves from that? How can we adapt to a better unlocking of the mind? It's hard work. It's working through a lot of shit. But nothing we can't focus, nothing we can't do, nothing we can't topple. Nothing we can't overcome. So, freedom is here. Let's inspire ourselves to stay free from the mindsets of the past and focus on today. Because in our own way, we're all part of a conservatorship. Whether we admit it or not, we all work to break free of a conservatorship because our mindsets keep us locked in to that same frame of mind that we may not work for us, that may not be beneficial for us. So it's time to rid ourselves of our own conservatorships that linger. It may not be on paper, it may not be documented, but it's there. And if she can adapt out of this, we can adapt out of our own mental, metaphorical conservatorships. I'm Alex Garrett, podcasting, where we're always adapting. Alex at alexgnyc.com. Alex at alexgnyc.com.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.